Hello, and welcome to the fifth episode of Media Blast Podcast Edition, where we discuss any media topic regarding movies, video games, shows, and more. My name is Tyler Martin, and I am your host for this podcast series. With all that said, let us begin. Voice actors, celebrities, Hollywood stars. You see those people in lots of media, including movies, TV shows, radio, video games, anime, and so much more. You hear this guy, you hear that girl, you hear pretty much everybody you may or may not know, and pretty much everything. Yes, there's a lot of celebrities out there, but when it comes to the video game industry, animation industry, and Hollywood, we know the most popular ones that you see pretty much everywhere. It's been a common thing for years. One of the good examples to start off with is some cartoon stars. Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. Jim Cummings, the voice of Winnie the Pooh. Tara Strong, the voice of Timmy Turner. Rob Paulsen, the voice of Yakko Warner from the Animaniacs. Patrick Warburton, the voice of Kronk. They're well known for those iconic roles, but sometimes people don't know that they voice other characters too. Here are more examples for that. Besides SpongeBob, Tom Kenny voiced the Ice King in Adventure Time, Spyro in Spyro Reignited Trilogy, and the Mayor in the Powerpuff Girls. Jim Cummings played Dr. Robotnik in the Sonic the Hedgehog Saturday morning cartoon, Darkwing Duck in, well, the Darkwing Duck cartoon, and Cat in Nickelodeon's Cat Dog. Tara Strong played Bubbles in Powerpuff Girls, speaking of, Raven in Teen Titans and Teen Titans Go, and Twilight Sparkle in My Little Pony. Rob Paulsen voiced Raphael in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 80s cartoon, Carl in Jimmy Neutron, and PJ Pete in Goof Troop. And lastly, Patrick Warburton voiced Joe Swanson in Family Guy, I think he still does, Buzz Lightyear in Buzz Lightyear of Star Command, and Brock Samson in Venture Brothers. It's not just the cartoon voice actors, but it's also the VOs for video games and anime too. Charles Martinet is extremely well known for the voice of Mario, but he also voiced characters like Magenta in Dragon Ball Super, Parthenax in Skyrim, Orvis in Ratchet & Clank Future, and Wilson Phillips in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Christina V voiced in lots of anime, animation, and games. She's mostly known as Marionette in Miraculous Ladybug, but she also voiced Rei in Sailor Moon, Killua in Hunter x Hunter, Kampa in Hyperdimension Neptunia, and Shantae in the Shantae series. And we have Retro Craig Smith, who's more well known as the current voice of Sonic the Hedgehog, but he also voiced Ezio in Assassin's Creed, Batman in Batman Arkham Origins, and Dr. Nitrous Brio in Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. When you learn that all these actors played a bunch of characters, that's how you know that they have very impressive vocal ranges. We all gotta give them props for that. And for some other roles they may have done before, you probably wouldn't have recognized their voices at all. That's called talent! Now, here's something about Hollywood actors. Jack Black, Johnny Depp, Jim Carrey, Chris Pratt, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Holland, you know the rest. They played in lots of Hollywood films, whether it's live action or animation. A lot of people love them, others hate them. Some like their roles, others don't. When an upcoming project, whether it's original or an adaptation, announces their cast, some of the casting choices leave some people skeptical about them. Some would even just flat out hate them. They would have to see if the casting choices were good or not. That's probably because their views on Hollywood stars are not 100% positive. Especially when you see people I've mentioned before appearing more frequently in today's films, released or upcoming. For example, back in 2021, when Nintendo and Illumination announced their cast for the Super Mario Bros. Movie, a lot of fans were upset that Chris Pratt was cast as Mario. A lot of people made fun of him, made memes in spite of him, and, well, complained that Charles Martinet was not cast as him instead. That's the big half of the fanbase that hated the casting choice, while the small half was actually okay with the choice. Some of those people even made some fan animations with some audio taken from movies that Chris Pratt was in, like in Jurassic Park, and the Lego Movie. Those were really good. When it comes to events similar to this, there was no perfect balance between people that like or dislike certain celebrities cast as a popular character. But anyway, when the Mario movie came out, everybody heard Chris Pratt's performance as Mario, and they changed their view on him. They said that his performance was actually good, which I agree with, and it seemed that they owed Pratt a huge apology. And I'll bet they did. Suckers. Only a small percentage of the fanbase still hated the voice at the time though, but those were just man-children who had their minds robbed with Twitter and Reddit. Who cares about those guys? So, what's the lesson that everybody needs to learn? Don't judge a book by its cover. see something for yourself, and you'll have a proper opinion on it. Love or hate certain voice talents, they will keep bringing their beloved characters and stories to life, whether you like it or not. We'd much rather have them lend their voices to a bunch of projects than have AI do all the work. Don't tell me I'm wrong on that one. And that does it for the 5th episode of Media Blast Podcast Edition. With all that said, stay tuned for the final episode of the show. Stay safe, and have a blast.